Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Chamadecha Hari Savatrigiyate Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Giri Yat Kripa Tamahambande Shri Gurum Dinatarane Paramananda Madhava Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatamaki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the sixth canto, chapter 16, King Chitraketu meets the Supreme Lord. And today we're on text number 17. Please repeat. Atta tasmai papanaya bhaktaya. Prayata atmane Bhagavan Narada Prita Vidyam Etam Uvachaha. Atta tasmai prapannaya Bhaktaya prayatatmane. Okay, they told me 6, 16, 17. It's 19? Okay. Oh, so we're reading and then coming to that. I see. Atatasmai prapannaya bhaktaya prayatatmane bhagavan narada prito vidyam etam uvachacha. Their translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, being very much pleased by Chitraketu, who was a self-controlled devotee and surrendered soul, Narada, the most powerful sage, spoke to him the following transcendental instructions. And then we're doing 18 and 19. Is that correct? Okay, can I just, since we're very short on time, let me just speak on 17. Don't mind. And I'll quote from Srila Prabhupada's purport directly related to the point in the 17th verse. Do you mind? Okay, because 18, 19, very, very long, and we are very, very short on time. So there's a really nice point to be discussed in the 17th text, and I promise you that we'll give you Srila Prabhupada's purport exactly on that point, so you won't think that I'm just speculating. And this will be good for you and for me, I think. And Srila Prabhupada will be happy with us. I hope for that. So again, atatasmai prapannaya bhaktaya prayatatmane bhagavan narada prito vidyam etam uvachaha. The translation by Srila Prabhupada says, thereafter, being very much pleased with Chitraketu, who is a self-controlled devotee and a surrendered soul, Narada, the most powerful sage, he spoke to him the following transcendental instructions. So Narada Muni, because he was very much pleased with Chitraketu, because he was devotee and he was very self-controlled and completely surrendered. Of course, by the mercy of Narada Muni, he became completely purified in that purified state of consciousness, completely surrendered, controlling purified mind and senses. In this way, he was able to further please Narada Muni, and Narada Muni then gave him this transcendental knowledge. So this is really parampara, to try to please the spiritual master by our behavior, by our surrender, by following strictly the spiritual master's instruction. And then if we're able to please the spiritual master, yasya prasada bhagava prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi, then we can understand that, yes, Krishna will also be pleased with us. And mercy of the spiritual master that comes means also mercy will come from the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to know if Krishna is happy with you, then you just try to see if your spiritual master is happy with you, if he's pleased with you. So here, Chitraketu was able to please his spiritual master, Narada, because he was a self-controlled devotee and a surrendered soul. Now, Narada Muni, he was able to get the same mercy from his spiritual master, Lord Brahma, and that is spoken of in the second canto, ninth chapter, text number 42. And so this is the way, Prabhupada says, of the parampara, that in the same way that Chitraketu was able to please Narada and therefore received all mercy and blessings and the transcendental knowledge from his spiritual master, Narada Muni was able to do the same thing with his spiritual master and his father, Lord Brahma himself. Of course, Lord Brahma, he was able to just directly please the Lord. And then because the Lord was pleased by his austerities, his tapa, and by his behavior, then the Lord directly from within the heart of Lord Brahma, then he gave this transcendental knowledge. So from Lord Brahma, that parampara is starting. So Narada, it says in text 41 of this chapter, was the most dear inheritor of all the sons of Lord Brahma. So Narada, he received all the mercy and all the blessings from Lord Brahma out of all the sons that Lord Brahma had. And why is that? It's because he was always ready to serve faithfully his father, his guru. And then he strictly followed all the instructions of his father, of his spiritual master. Father is also a spiritual master, but here Lord Brahma is really spiritual master in the true sense of the word, because he was directly given the tattva vijnanam from the Lord himself, from within the heart. So Narada Muni, because he was very dear to his father, to his spiritual master, he received all the inheritance, all the mercy, all of the blessing, all of that same transcendental knowledge that was given to Lord Brahma himself. And what was the qualification? And today's verse is talking about self-controlled surrender. Here it's talking about self-controlled surrender, following the instructions of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada says in many places in his books, this is the secret of success in spiritual life, is to make the words and the instructions of your spiritual master your life and your soul, and to faithfully, sincerely execute those instructions to try to please your spiritual master. So Narada, he was able to do that with Lord Brahma. So he's really a true disciple and therefore qualified also in parampara to be bona fide the spiritual master as well. He received all the mercy, the blessings, the inheritance of Lord Brahma, because he strictly followed the instructions, and because of his mannerly behavior, he had a very pakka Vaishnav qualities, symptoms, behavior, simplicity, humility, mercy, compassion, tolerance, friendliness, all of those wonderful qualities of the Vaishnav that was there within Narada Muni. And of course, Narada in his previous life had also pleased those Bhaktivedantas, those Mahabhagavatas who came to his family's house, and he was only a 5-year-old boy. Prabhupada says that Narada in his previous birth, he did not even know who his father was. So what qualification did he really have if you don't know who is your father and you're only a 5-year-old boy, you have no formal education, what to speak of spiritual education, but still, because of his submissive nature, his humility, his service attitude, he manifested all of that nice behavior in front of those Bhaktivedantas, the Mahabhagavatas. And they are very merciful, very compassionate by their nature. They're oceans of mercy. And they're looking to distribute that mercy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the father has many sons, then naturally the sons, they are destined to get the inheritance of the father. In the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking that, but the father, he prefers to give the inheritance that he has to the son or to the sons who have actually qualified themselves. So if he gives the inheritance to those who are not qualified, who have not qualified themselves, then naturally they'll just squander it, they'll misuse it, misunderstand it. So the father, the spiritual master, prefers to give the inheritance to those who actually are qualified. So here, Lord Brahma is giving the inheritance to Narad Muni because of his Vaishnav qualities and his meekness, his humility, his simplicity, and because of his service mood and surrender. Therefore, he was able to get all the full mercy and all the full blessings of his spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada, many times people would glorify Srila Prabhupada for all the wonderful things that he did. And Prabhupada was speaking, I just recently was reading, and Prabhupada says, do you all want to say that I've done many, many wonderful things? But really, if you want to give me one credit, the credit you can give me is that I simply tried my best to follow the instructions that I received from my spiritual master. I did not speak one word different or separate from my spiritual master. I did not add anything to his instruction. I did not subtract anything from his instruction. Therefore, Prabhupada said, call it the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, because of that purity, not adding, not subtracting, humble mood of full surrender, a life of dedication to the instruction of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was able to receive all the full mercy and all of the full blessing of his spiritual master, who is a very dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the way of a true disciple. It is said that I've heard it said like that, that one who's really bona fide guru, bona fide spiritual master, he's just a really disciple. He's a real servant and disciple of his spiritual master. Therefore, he's able to teach by his own example of how that works. So in this way, Narada Muni had become the inheritor of the full mercy, blessing, and inheritance of Lord Brahma. And ultimately that dana is a prem dana, Krishna prem dana, not that material inheritance. In the next translation, Srila Prabhupada says that Narada, he very much pleased his father, and then he desired to know all about the energies of Vishnus, the master of all the energies. So he wanted to get the Tattva Vijnanam, realize transcendental knowledge from Lord Brahma. And because he pleased his father, just like today's verse, Chitraketu, Maharaj, he was able to please Narada as his spiritual master, and therefore he received this transcendental knowledge. It says that the spiritual master, he opens our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Om Jnana Tamarandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So that knowledge, that intelligence, that is coming from the Lord, and it is coming because we're getting mercy from Guru, a mercy from Krishna, and therefore they're able to purify our material mind and senses, and we're able to understand this transcendental knowledge. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that in the three departments of human knowledge, this karma, jnana, and upasana kanda, three different sections of that knowledge in the Vedas, then Darvasi Narada, he inherited from his father, Lord Brahma, bhakti. He got the real inheritance of pure bhakti. Daksha, he inherited from his father fruit of work or karma. And Sanaka, Sanatan, etc., they inherited from their father information related to jnana, jnanakan, or transcendental knowledge. Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain here, but out of all of them, all of the sons of Lord Brahma, Narada, he is described here as the most beloved son of Brahma. Of course, the father loves all of his sons. But here he's the most beloved son of Lord Brahma. And Prabhupada says, why? Because of his good behavior, his obedience, his meekness or humility, his simplicity, and his readiness to always render loving service unto his father. So these are the qualities and the behavior of a true disciple, which is able to, pull from or get the mercy from our spiritual master. And therefore, Narad Muni was the greatest disciple. He also became, Srila Prabhupada said, the greatest spiritual master of many of very famous devotees of the Lord. Prahlad, Dhruva, Vyasadeva, down to even the forest animal hunter, the Kirata. What was that person's name? He was killing the animals. Huh? What was it? Mrigari the hunter, right? So Narada was also the spiritual master of such a low personality like that. By his mercy, even he could change the lowest of the low. So there's hope for some of us that with the mercy of Narada Muni and the parampara, Srila Prabhupada, bona fide Vaishnavas in this great parampara, that the impossible can become possible with the mercy. Srila Prabhupada, lastly in that purport, he said, it is the duty of everyone to ask about the unlimited Lord or to inquire about the nature of the absolute truth from the spiritual master, from bona fide spiritual master. That is the duty. And that is the inquiry to bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada said, you don't come to the spiritual master and say, what stocks should I invest in? You know, what's hot? What's a hot stock in the stock market? No, we say, Gurudev, how do I get out of Maya? How do I stop being Maya Das? And how can I become really Krishna Das? How can I understand about what is the Sanatan Dharma? What is the absolute truth? So Prabhupada says, that is the duty of everyone, real disciple, to make that inquiry from bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, which descends from Narada to Vyasadeva, from Vyasadeva to Shukadeva, and so on. So Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita that if you're very fortunate like Arjuna, then Krishna will come directly to you and instruct you. And if you're not quite on that platform, then Krishna will send his dear devotee in parampara, in his parampara, disciplic succession, who will enlighten us with that same knowledge and intelligence and realization by the mercy. And Sanjay, he admitted that by the mercy of my spiritual master, Vyasadeva, he was able to purify my mind and my senses, and with a purified heart and consciousness, with his mercy, then I could understand this transcendental knowledge. So this is a very special time of the year. This is the Christmas marathon, and this is a wonderful opportunity to get extra special mercy from Srila Prabhupada. He is a founder acharya of ISKCON. He is all of our Shiksha Gurus. He is. We're simply trying to serve him and please him in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And our spiritual masters have also dedicated their lives how to carry on Prabhupada's institution and how to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books to everyone that we can possibly meet. So if we look, anyone who has distributed books in their life, when I joined ISKCON, my main service was I was book distributor. So I have a very special realization and appreciation for book distributors and for the power of the mercy that everyone can get from Srila Prabhupada and from all of the Vaishnavas when we very seriously dedicate ourselves to try to help other people by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said, devotees were saying to Srila Prabhupada about the books, handing out the books, and Srila Prabhupada said, first of all, I'm writing these books for you. You must read these books, you must understand this philosophy, you must understand this teaching first. And then, with that knowledge, with that realization, with that proper understanding, then go out and distribute these books to whoever you may meet. And of course, Prabhupada said, purity is the force. And maybe he knew we were not so pure, and Srila Prabhupada said, okay, anyway, you give them my book. If they read even one line of my book, they'll get the mercy, and they'll be able to understand everything. Because Srila Prabhupada is really Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, full embodiment of the mercy of the Lord. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas marathon in this transcendental book distribution. And you who is especially famous in the world and also in India for the amount of devotees who dedicate themselves to going out. Almost everybody, somehow or other, they go and they distribute Prabhupada's books. And they always have a big, many devotees and many, many big book scores. And that's a real testament to the spiritual masters and to the leadership of the temple, that they understand that this is the easiest and quickest way to put a smile on Srila Prabhupada's face. And if we get mercy, and we certainly will get mercy, then what can't we overcome in our life? What can we not achieve with that mercy? By ourselves, we can't do anything. But if we get mercy from Srila Prabhupada and all Vaishnavas, then the impossible can become possible. All mercy and all blessing will come unto us. And whatever difficulty, whatever problem, whatever is there, somehow or other, by their mercy, everything can be solved. So let's really dedicate ourselves to this transcendental book marathon. Let's look at it in relationship to this verse, that this is a very easy, straightforward way where Srila Prabhupada repeatedly said that this is how you can please me. Do it for Srila Prabhupada, and I pray that all of you I get the full mercy and blessing, the full inheritance that Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come to give each and one of us. So let's take advantage of that thing. Alright? You agree? Who agrees? That's it? Alright, come on, you gotta get fired up. There's a book distribution marathon. Srila Prabhupada K! Transcendental Book Distribution K! Samaveda Bhaktivinoda K! Gaura Premananda! Thank you very, very much. I know we're short of time, so we'll take a nice prasad and get some strength in you, also with that Jagannath prasad, Mahaprasad. Then, with all of this, the home morning program, praying, Prabhupada's program, it's training up. Prabhupada wanted like soldiers. So we got all the training. We did. Everybody was sincerely chanting. We heard the Bhagavatam class. Srila Prabhupada wanted Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day chant. Every day hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You all got up for Mangal Arati. Most of you. And then Srila Prabhupada, then you take that Mahaprasadam, Jagannath Prasad. Then you're ready to go out there and distribute books. Now, I know how difficult it is to go out into the masses of the people. I was doing it in the United States and America. Just imagine. It's not an easy thing. And I tell you, to go out there regularly every day and confront all of that, to approach these people and try to somehow convince them to take a Bhagavad Gita or transcendental literature, not easy. But those were the best days that I ever chanted my japa. Because I know if I don't chant really nicely, if I don't control my mind and my senses and really beg for mercy from the holy name, I'll not have the purity and the strength to go out there every day to try to distribute these books. So that book distribution will also seriously help you in your chanting. And if we nicely chant, then you'll get so much spiritual strength and control of the mind and senses that when you go out there, you'll get extra special mercy and strength to be able to do that sometimes most difficult seva. And really, those difficult times distributing books, whenever we talk about with all the book distributors, we always say, those were the good old days. We always look back and say, those were the good old days. Loading up the vans, loading up the trucks, going out from morning, noon, and night, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, coming home at night with an empty box. Maybe one book is left there. You always keep one so you can read Prabhupada's book on the way home. And then you look at Srila Prabhupada's picture. And then we can just say, Prabhupada, I hope you're pleased with me. Whatever small savor I did, whatever effort that I made today, whether it was a few books or a lot of books, it didn't really even matter. This is a very, very nice, simple, easy way to get mercy from such a dear devotee of Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu. So go out and do it for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. And for your spiritual master's pleasure, who simply only wants to serve and please their spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Then we get all the full mercy of Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. Then our life is very, very, very auspicious. Alright? Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Aki. Srila Prabhupada Aki. Srila Gurudev Aki. Samaveda Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo.